An impressive catalog of Hebrew manuscripts in the Vatican Apostolic Library was recently presented here in the Vatican, and on Tuesday this week it was to make its debut in Jerusalem at Israel's National Library and Hebrew University. The thick volume lists all of the Vatican Library's some 800 medieval manuscripts penned or printed in Hebrew. The project represents an important effort towards greater cultural collaboration between Israeli and Vatican institutions. While the catalog compiled by the Institute of Microfilmed Hebrew Manuscripts at the National Library of Israel in Jerusalem was published by the Vatican Apostolic Library in April 2008, Professor Maliki Beit Aryeh, Professor of Codicology and Paleography at the Hebrew University of Jerusalem, was one of two Jewish scholars to have spent 5 years studying the manuscripts in the Vatican Library.
While the Biblioteca Apostolica Vaticana accumulated and preserved one of the most important collections of Hebrew medieval manuscripts, we in Jerusalem are engaged in cataloging all the manuscripts in the world. And the joint project was to prepare, to produce a very detailed catalog which will cover all the manuscripts, all the Hebrew manuscripts at the Vatican Library in a very updated manner, including identification of the date and the locality of production of all the manuscript, and of course a very detailed analysis of the text. And it was carried out by a large team of scholars in Jerusalem and by two of us who were working in situ in at the library for over 5 years in treating mainly the physical aspect and the so-called codicological aspects of the manuscript. The library granted us more than a warm welcome, but any assistance that we needed, and they encouraged us in this project. We eventually prepared the catalog, and the Biblioteca Vaticana printed it and published it as a joint project.
Is some of this material digitalized, available on the internet?
First of all, the catalog, which is about 800 pages, is very shortly will be available online in both sites of the National Library in Jerusalem and at the site of the Vatican Library. As for the if you mean digitized online access to all the manuscript, this is still a dream. I hope it will come through.
What does this mean for scholars of the antiquities in the Holy Land?
Well, it means to hundreds and hundreds of scholars all over the world who are dealing with the Jewish heritage, classical and medieval texts, many faceted texts of in Hebrew characters, and that covers from biblical studies to medieval science and medicine and philosophy and literature and everything.
You sound very excited about it.
Oh yes.
What does it mean for you and your own studies?
In my own studies, the Vatican has the best collections of Hebrew manuscripts with regard to my own discipline, which is paleography and codicology, the history of medieval book, and the Vatican boasts on many, many remarkable items which are constantly studied and will be studied.
Have you cooperated as well with some of the other pontifical commissions or institutes, for example, for sacred archaeology?
No, because we deal in archaeology of the book and with the medieval manuscripts. So our cooperation was strictly between the National Library and the Hebrew University in Jerusalem and the staff the wonderful staff of the Biblioteca Apostolica Vaticana.
Prefect of the Vatican Library, Monsignor Cesare Pazzini, describes the catalog as an extraordinary collection, fruit of some 10 years of study, and what he calls exemplary collaboration between the cultural institutions of the Holy See and Israel. Well, Monsignor Pazzini says that even the manuscripts themselves offer an example of joint collaboration between Christians and Jews. Some of the Vatican manuscripts, for example, were commissioned by important representatives of the Jewish community in Europe, but the inscriptions, the binding, and the illustrations were carried out by Christians. While working together with Jewish cultural institutions, Monsignor Pazzini says, illustrates the Apostolic Library's universal mission at the service of culture. When people join forces in research, some of the most surprising discoveries and achievements can be made.
The Vatican has a spirit of universality, and the spirit of universality is the spirit of the culture. In the culture, we collaborate together, and if I have a fruit of my research and you have another fruit, we can together proceed in the research.
To combine the research together.
Yes. And the fruit is not my fruit, but is a fruit, the world fruit of the collaboration of many, many people. It's impossible that I alone arrive to a great discovery, or we have to search the meaning of the reality. We have to understand what is true, but I cannot arrive alone. I need the collaboration of other people in every research, not only in the great questions. When I have to find the content of the manuscript, the author of the script, the hand of the scribe. When a researcher finds something and has time to study, this is a very great possibility. And a library is the place where you have find possibility and help to do it.
And the Vatican Library, of course, is one of the most important in the world.
Yes, there are many important libraries, but Vatican has a very great tradition and a very great number of materials, manuscripts, printed books, and so we have this attitude to go on in research to serve people coming. I'm new in the library, I'm prefect. But I found that very good situation. People coming, researcher coming in the library, find a very good accoglienza. How is
reception?
Reception, yes.
Mm-hmm. No, I was talking to some of the Hebrew scholars, and they were saying very much that they were felt extremely welcomed.
They told me that they were satisfied because of every one helping them, the distributor too, not only the scholars in our library.
While the road to dialogue with the Jewish and other faiths may sometimes be a bumpy one, Israel's ambassador to the Holy See, Mordechai Levy, says the cooperation between the Vatican Library and Israeli institutions represents an important cultural initiative that shouldn't be underestimated.
I think that this is a very important occasion to show how important cultural collaboration between Israel and the Santa Sede is. I think we will be poor if we will only restrict the dimension of the relations to political and religious dimensions. The cultural is very important, and today was a good presentation what can be done in good spirit and in good cooperation also for the future. The dimension should be very enriched, And I think this was today an enrichment of the relations.
Israel's ambassador to the Holy See, Mordecai Levy.